Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Nigel. I know it's been a minute. My last one I did was February 28th, my podcast, I mean. I did one most recently. I forget which one. But, yeah, it's been, things are starting to come back to normal. For those who have listened to my latest podcast or anything like that, know that, you know, due to the last 4 months being very stressful, and you know, personal issues, which I won't get into, that's a different podcast for a different podcast channel for that type of thing. But the long and short of it is I am slowly getting back into it. That being said, I just saw, what was it I saw? Oh, Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver. And I enjoyed it. It was truly entertaining. It's completely adventurous. Sci-fi. I loved it. It was this part too. The first hour, to me anyway, just my opinion, was more storytelling, backstory, information gathering, you know. So it was more talking, pretty much. But I enjoyed that. And I was more excited just for the action, because I knew the action was coming. And I'm so excited. It was amazing. And oh yeah, I'm not gonna, well, you know what, spoiler alert. So if you don't want to hear what I'm gonna say, then just move away from this podcast and then watch the episode, then come back, or sorry, watch the movie and come back. It's 2 hours of greatness. Not even goodness, greatness. It's awesomeness. I love Zack Snyder. He's amazing. I hope he stays with Netflix for the rest of his directing, you know, and I hope that that relationship goes on for decades, because he's an incredible storyteller, director. I love Zack Snyder's work. But anyways, let me get into the story. So if you don't want to hear me talk, go from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so it starts off by the character is coming back to the village in on the planet Velt. But before that, you see the Admiral, who I hate with a passion. The actor is great. He did a great bad guy. Good. He did a great villain. And what happens to him at the end of the movie is amazing. I wish I'd shown it though, but I'll get to that. So he, as you remember, he was used by Belisarius and sent back to his own ship, his own time, because he was just a hologram. And then they healed him, these medical, I guess the medical team, I call them. They look more like religious people, just all in those red robes and those hats and all that. It's like, oh my God, what is this? But anyways, he has a bunch of tubes stuck to him. And then he actually, he wakes up, and I'm like, son of a bitch, he's still alive. Because it was like watching Darth Vader in the first part, because I'm like, this is like, it is Star Wars like. And I'm also going to compare it to Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai, right, which I still have to watch. Oh my God, I need to watch that movie. Anyways, which inspired George Lucas to do Star Wars. And in that way, I compare the Admiral to Darth Vader, with all the tubes and then the reconnecting and the liquid that he was in the first part. And then he was in a cocoon shell in the second part, at the very beginning. But then, you know, he recovers and he can talk and his mind's okay. And then he kills, it's weird, he kills one of them. And I'm like, what is wrong with this guy? Just because he disagrees with your physical outcome, then you just kill him? He's just an asshole. But I love the actor who played him, because he's a great villain. He's a great bad guy. And then they move on to the heroes, the protagonists, going back to the village on Velt. And then the Admiral knows they're on Velt, right? Because he tells his commander on his ship that, you know, head for Velt, set a course. And man, and then you see the bonding the reassurance from the heroes to the farmers, telling them, we're gonna prepare to fight, we're gonna teach you how to fight, we're gonna do the green. And I'm like, it was so, it that part was amazing, because it seemed to be like they gelled so fast, and they bonded so quickly. And Digimon Hansu is incredible. He's an incredible actor. I love all his work. Well, I mean, not counting that Charlie's Angels, whatever movie that was, I don't know. Anyways, it's my podcast, I can say what I want. Anyways, let me get back into it. So Digimon Hansu, you have Sofia Boutella, and then there's, I'll just start by calling their character names, like Nemesis, the actress who plays Nemesis, amazing. Then you find out because they're doing like they're telling their secrets to each other, right? So they bond more through that, like what they have to go through or what they've been through or what got them there. The only one who didn't talk was Cora, who is Sofia Boutella's character, and she is a complete badass, She needs to do more action. Yo, Zach, hire her in your next movie, man. Just let her kill everybody in the movie. And she's a lone survivor, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's just incredible. I love her. I loved her from Kingsman, the first one with Taron Egerton. She played that lady with the foot that was a blade. It was amazing. And then she's running, and it's crazy. I don't know how they come up with this shit in Hollywood. But that movie was great. Anyway, so they're talking, and that's where I said the narrative is more important than listening. Understanding where these characters, where they draw their energy from, their strength from, their how they, their characters are, their attitude, their personalities, all that. So it was just incredible to see and listen to. And that's why I said the first hour was about that, the grain gathering and preparing the outside for all the traps and the mines and where they're gonna attack when they landed, because they knew, because that young man. I forget his character name, but he's from the first one. He's the only survivor from the first movie, from the Imperium, and he sided with the farmers. And he told him, say, "Yo, the admiral's still alive, and he's coming in 5 days." His commander just told him, and he's like, "No, it can't be, because that's not protocol. He's dead." He's like, "No, he's not dead. He's still alive. That motherfucker, he never dies." So. After they draw the king, because they did think they did it in like 2 3 days, because that's what Digimon Hansu told him, the general Titus. General Titus told him, say, "Yo, we have to get with it, get focused. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Drive, drive, drive. Determination, determination. Motivate yourself. Let's go." And they did it. But they also put the grain around the house so that they wouldn't attack whoever was in the house, in the homes, because they would destroy their own grain. But when the admiral showed up, he came with a force, man. He ain't playing. Everything is scorched earth. But I have to say, like, the farmers can fight, because they trained with blasters and they trained with swords, and they were adept. And I have to say, I was very impressed with that. I was very impressed. Visually, it's the aesthetic was beautiful to watch. The story was fantastic. The expansive universe that Zack is running with this, I am looking forward to. I just have to stay on top of it for myself so I don't miss it. But the it reminded me more of this Magnificent Seven, as I said earlier, because I do see Star Wars, and I think just because you have a handful of people, in this case six, and that robot is a badass too. I think that's Sir Anthony Hopkins' voice playing James. I think the robot's name is James. He's a cool character because he has white eyes. Sometimes they go blue, but when he's in fight mode and he's badass mode, it goes, all the circles on his face light up red. I'm like, oh shit, a few gonna die. And they did. It was awesome. He is so fucking cool. Man dropped a grenade in a tank, for example. Man didn't wait for it to go off. Man just jumped back out. And the man's like shooting him. He just jumped out. It was awesome. I love it. I love this. Yo, Zach, make more movies like this for Netflix, please. I will support you. But I love this movie. Part two was awesome. I can't wait to see the end, the trilogy. Yeah, because I think The Rebel Moon is a trilogy. So one more to go, Zach. Let's go. Come hard, come tough, come badass, kick ass, take no names, kill everybody. And Belisarius has to die. Anyways, and I think, you know what was sad in the movie though? When Homeboy died, Sofia Boutella's character's boyfriend, I think Korra's boyfriend, I forget his name, but he's the guy that went to get help. And the old man survived, that was cool. At least they still have a leader. But it was sad though, because she was in love with him and he died. I was like, this is bullshit. I'm like, come on, Zach. And Nemesis died. That's the thing with me. When I have heroes or our protagonists in a movie, I don't want them to die, you know? They may be scratched up, beat up, you know, but they recover and kick your ass and kill you at the end of the movie, you know what I mean? But man, I didn't want to see Nemesis die, man. Hey, I said spoilers. I ain't ruining shit for anybody. So I said spoilers at the very top of the podcast. So don't blame me. Go watch it and come back and listen to me. But I enjoyed this very much, man. You know, so it was a great movie. I give it a 10 out of 10. A plus, for story, for action, sci-fi. I love those swords though, because I think it reminds me of the lightsabers. But I noticed Korra when she held, because one guy came at her with it, with his sword, and then she tried to touch it. I think it was the blade. No, it was the blade, because she wrapped up the blade, not the blade, sorry, the handle of the blade, and she wrapped up the handle with cloth. And I'm like, oh, because it, maybe it's just heated up. Maybe you have to wear certain gloves or something. But that's a cool device. I love that sword. The blasters are cool. It reminds me, like, because I thought it was like lasers. I'm like, no, those are lasers. And then I look, I'm like, but it looks like molten lava. Yeah, it looks like, yeah, volcano lava. It looks like that. So, I mean, it's cool, man. And I mean, you know what? If Zach gets inspiration, he ain't the only director that's done it. George has done it, and I love George Lucas to death. I love that guy. He's a great director, great storyteller. Love you, George. Love you, Zach. And you know, if George can get inspiration from Frank Herbert's Dune to create the Jawas and the Sand People in his movies in Star Wars, you know, based on Dune characters, the characters in the far, oh shit. And I just watched it the other night too, you know. No, not the Harkonnens. But shoot, I'm so pissed at myself now. I'm so pissed. But I use it as a reference and I forgot what they're called. But you guys know who I'm talking about in Dune, in the Dune movies with Denis Villeneuve, who's another great teller of stories. I love that guy. He's awesome. Great directors out there, man. Great director. Christopher Nolan. Anyways, I digress. Anyway, so long story short, I love Rebel Moon Part 2, Scargiver. And the Admiral, this is your last spoiler now. I'm going to tell this how it is. The spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. The Admiral is dead. They trapped him. No, they shot him. He fell between a door that Korra closed on him, and then she chopped his head off. And you heard it fall to the ground. I fucking love that scene. You didn't see it though, but you heard the doop, 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 whatever, the sound that heads make. That's my impression of a head being, you know, detached from the body and making a sound. Anyways, screw you guys. I love you guys. So yeah, man. Can't wait for the trilogy. Can't wait for the spin-offs, which I know they're coming. Zach says he has a great relationship with Netflix, so I'm very happy with that. Can't wait for the trilogy. Hopefully it's later this year or at least early next year. I don't know. All right, guys, thank you. Thank you for holding on. Because the last time I checked the total plays, it was 10,422. I logged out overnight and then I logged back in the next day and it was 6,000, or sorry, 6,000. Sorry, I'm going backwards in time. It was 10,698, which is what it stands at currently, which I'm very impressive. Thank you guys so much. I don't know which episodes those are. I'd have to scroll back or keep track or whatever, but I'm just humbled by this experience, and that is why I'm so motivated and inspired to go to YouTube so that you guys can see my pretty face. My face, who am I kidding? I ain't no Brad Pitt. I'm not even a Denzel. I'm just a regular dude. So yeah, that's it. That's my thoughts on Rebel Moon Part 2, Scargiver. Go watch it. If you're a Zack Snyder fan, go watch it. If you're not a Zack Snyder fan, go watch it. It's great action, great storytelling, some great actors in it. Some I know, some I don't. Some I hope to see again in other feature films. But yeah, man, go watch it. It's on Netflix. Everybody's got Netflix. Go have fun watching it. All right, guys, thank you. I've talked enough. Can't talk anymore. Gotta go home and de-stress. But this was fun. And like I said, I'm slowly coming back into it after what? 4 months? No, 5 months. December, January, February, March, April. Yeah, like 5 months, man. My life was turned upside down. And I hope nobody has to go through this. But if you are going through it, like I have, for a loved one, please seek help, seek assistance, seek out friends, family, support that you can count on, that you can rely on. You know, if it's your coworkers who have been through experiences like that, reach out to them like I did. If it's your friends and family that you're close to, that you know have your back, they will have your back in this instance too. And the people that I know and associate with, I am very humbled. And I'm very happy to know them. And I'm glad they stood by me and they supported me to this rough patch. It is getting better, like I said, but I don't know. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, that's a different podcast. Maybe I'll do that when I go on YouTube one day and talk about it, because it is fresh in my head and it is ongoing. And like I said, it will never end. So yeah. So thank you guys for listening. Like I said, go watch Rebel Moon Part 2. And I said spoilers a couple times, one at the top and one close to the end, before I gave that big reveal away. So please support the channel, the Nigel Foot Podcast. Please support Zack Snyder's movies, which you probably already do. and have some fun, man. I'm going to go home now. And tonight, later tonight, I'm going to be watching Shogun Season 1, Episode 8. Oh, sorry, Episode 8. Can't even talk or think. I'm going to go home. Let's rewind. Okay, so I'm going to go home. I'm having so much fun talking to you guys into this podcast. I love it. I'm going to go home now, de-stress a little. And later tonight, I'm going to be watching Shogun Season 1, Season Finale, Episode 10. Hiroyuki Sanada is the man. Anna Sawai is awesome. And all those other actors. All right? So, and I hope she's still alive. You guys know what I'm talking about if you're a Shogun fan. If you've been watching it. You know we had to grieve, you know, for the last week. But, you know, I have to see the body. You know, to me, she'll never die. Mariko-sama is still alive. Okay? I don't have any inside information. I'm just saying she cannot die. She must be there till the end. All right. I love you guys. I've talked too much. But hopefully you've been entertained by me being foolish and silly and stupid and talking about what I love talking about is entertainment, films, movies, and stuff. All right, guys. Peace.